We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
John was the most incredible person I'd ever met. Aviation was John's love and passion. He was present as a Marine and present as a dad, as a husband. It was a normal, ordinary Wednesday for us. When I was picking up my daughter from daycare, my friend that I would carpool with mentioned that there was an aircraft that went down. In an instant, you know, your life does change. And you, especially having children, have to decide, how am I gonna do this? I got a message from a friend, and they said, there's this foundation called Tunnel to Towers, and they said on TV that they're gonna pay for your and John's mortgage. And it just felt like a frozen moment in time that I'd never forget. I'm so grateful for that.
By giving $11 a month, you're joining us on our mission to do good. Go to T2T.org. It only takes $11 a month to make a positive impact.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back at Los Alamitos Racecourse with two great weeks of racing. Opening day is Friday, December 6th. First post is 12:30 p.m. The meet will include the Starlet for Fillies on Saturday, December 7th, and the Los Alamitos Futurity on Saturday, December 14th, plus two other stakes events for juveniles. And our on-track handicapping contest is set for Saturday, December 14th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Our daytime Thoroughbred meet opens on December 6th.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning. Welcome, everybody, to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program on this Turkey Sandwich Day. It is, of course, Saturday in the middle of the four-day Thanksgiving weekend, the holiday of a panacea of great events, sports-wise, I mean, for sure, and, you know, other things, too. We got a great rack of college football today. We got a fantastic stakes races around the country, 16 stakes races across the racing menu today, and the big racing cards at Aqueduct and Del Mar and Churchill Downs, and even Gulfstream Park with their championship meeting already on its third day today. And, of course, we welcome everybody listening and watching us here at the South Point Studios on YouTube at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in your gaming capital. Just go to YouTube, punch in South Point Studios, get to the page, South Point Studios Network, and of course the streaming network has Race Day on it. Click Race Day, and you're already in set and ready to go, and we got chatters already chatting. And if you want to do that, just go to that. And when you get there, hit subscribe. It's free. And then you can get to start chatting in the chat box. And I can tell you, not only do they chat about the show, but they share ideas on picking horses as well, just like we do. So join in on the chat box there at the YouTube, the Race Day Las Vegas show spot. And, of course, we welcome all of our listeners on the radio here running around town this morning on a very cold morning here in Las Vegas, listening at our anchor radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM, where later on today you'll get the play-by-play of the Notre Dame and USC football game right there at Sports Talk 1400 AM. And, of course, our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas, .world, .global. Welcome, welcome, welcome on the streaming there. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting. And we all, you know, we take care of your devices. And you can get your devices, your iPhone, Android, or Google. Go to your app store and just download the app. Whether you want to listen to us on the KSHP app or watch us and listen to us on the YouTube app, it's there for you. We welcome you to the show no matter how you get us, where you get us, when you get us, to this Saturday Race Day show. Okay, this is now, you know, we got through Thanksgiving. We had the leftovers yesterday. Today is Turkey Sandwich Day and a whole bunch of great sporting events across the board. It's going to be a lot of fun and exciting today, and, of course, especially for horse racing. I do want to make note of one thing that I want to apologize. It was a belated, this is a belated congratulations to jockey Julien Le Perroux on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. Julien Le Perroux, which is, always one of the leaders at Churchill Downs, and a two-time Eclipse Award winner at that, reached a milestone on Thanksgiving Day. He got his 3,000th career win aboard Pike Place in the third race at Churchill Downs on Thanksgiving Thursday. So we want to congratulate Julien Le Perroux for that 3,000 plateau there. That's for sure. And wish him another 3,000 wins if he chooses to ride that long. Julien Le Perroux gets 3,000 on Thanksgiving Day. All right, taking a look at the weather now, because the weather is going to be a key thing in some portions, some places with racing today. Now, there's been a whole bunch of snow going on in the upper echelon of the Northeast. Snow, 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 cold, cold, cold. That's all you got to do is cold and snow. That's what's happening up there. So we'll wait and see about the track conditions, especially at Aqueduct. Aqueduct right now, the track is fast and it's mostly sunny, so the snow is north of the city in New York. Upstate New York, I know, is getting it hard because I saw that on the news this morning, and I'm sure that Jonathan Ardoon will tell us about all the snow he's been shoveling as well. So it's snowing up there, but at the Aqueduct, track will be fast. And it's 35, it's going to be 38 degrees by post time, and they say it's going to be sunny there. But that is at Aqueduct, the Big A. So take when we go through the racing menu, just take note that there might be some tracks that might have off going because it's really cold up there. But what's going on as far as the weather is concerned, Buffalo, New York is a freezing temperature. That's their high today, going to be a 33 degrees. Washington, 38. You get the idea. Chicago's 28. It's going to be 28 today, the high in Chicago. Oklahoma City, 58. Phoenix, Arizona, 79. Miami, 78. Are you kidding? L.A.'s going to be 78 degrees today. So it's going to be a perfect day for racing at Del Mar with that big Hollywood Turf Festival going on there. And again, here in Las Vegas, right now outside, it's 37 degrees. Walking through the parking lot, it was very chilly and cold, 37 degrees. Going to get up to 61 today here in Vegas. But as we always say, you know it's always going to be fast and firm in the race and sports books today here in Las Vegas. So that's kind of the weather around the country. And as I say, outside of the Northeast and a lot of snow going on in parts of Illinois and Missouri, et cetera, and parts of Nebraska. It looks like it's pretty clear all the way around the rest of the country. Just cold. It's just cold. Hey, listen, we are on the last day of November. We are on the cusp of the first day of the last month of 2024. and we're just about ready to really go into winter. So it's already winter out there in a lot of places. So that's the weather conditions for today's racing, but it's going to be a great day of racing. And we're going to go over those stakes races at Churchill and at Del Mar today as well. Taking a look at what happened yesterday, because there were several stakes races run yesterday. At Churchill Downs yesterday, Luis Saez had a couple of winners. Luis Saez came in with, as a matter of fact, Saez had three wins on the card. He won his first race in the third on John Ortiz's horse, Miss Jeopardy, to paid $15.96. Came back in the sixth race for Norm Cassie on Johnny's Fireball that paid $8.26. And then won the seventh race on Intermittent Fast for Mike Maker, paying $6.91. Now, that was three out of the first seven. But there were 12 races yesterday, and by the time the racing card was done, he got his fourth winner in the 12th and final race aboard a two-year-old maiden, Gunners Glacken, for Eddie Keneally, that paid $11.76. However, although Saez had multi-wins on yesterday's card at Churchill, didn't win either one of the two stakes races, the Mrs. Revere was won by Keo Beach. Keo Beach went wire to wire on a great ride by Frankie Dettori, rationing out the speed over the mile and 16th on the turf for Wesley Ward. The favorite paid $4.10 there, outrunning Pounce and Poolside with Slim. In the Clark Handicap, the winner there was Rattle and Roll, and he did just that, circling at the top of the stretch and then running down Most Wanted to win the race. Rattle and Roll, Brian Hernandez for Kenny McPeak, paid $11.52. And what a year Brian Hernandez and Kenny McPeak have had together with their wins on Mystic Dan in the Kentucky Derby, Torpedo Anna in the Kentucky Oaks, and now the Clark with Rattle and Roll. This team really doing something this year. Gets it, Rattle and Roll, $11.52 there. Most Wanted was second. Hit Show finished third, third place finisher was Hit Show, but he got disqualified from third and placed out of the money. Placed third was Uno Mas Bourbon, a big long shot. Uno Mas Bourbon finished third. Hit Show was just tiring in the stretch and lugged out and impeded a horse behind him, and so he was disqualified there. Uno Mas Bourbon finished third, actually placed third through the disqualification. And again, pick six at Churchill paid $4,400 and change. That was yesterday at Churchill Downs. At the Big A Aqueduct in New York, we had Jonathan Ardoon came with a winner for us in the last race on Confabulation. Confabulation paid $4.50, bet down from 7-2. But he got the job done. That was Richard Dutrow Jr.'s second win of the day. Dutrow won earlier on the card in the third race with Papa Pauly P., with Jose Gomez aboard paying $6.90. So Dutrow got a couple of winners. But there were several jockeys that had a pair of winners. Dylan Davis won the first two races at $4.70 and $4.80. And then, of course, Gomez winning the third came back and won the eighth race aboard Patricia Ann paying $15.20. Manny Franco had back-to-back winners. He won the sixth and seventh races with two Brad Cox-trained horses. So Franco and Brad Cox teamed up together to win two races in a row yesterday at Aqueduct, paying $3.80, and the same twice. That second $3.80 winner was the favorite in the fall high weight. Giant Mischief got the job done for Franco and Cox, paying $3.80 as the favorite, outrunning Runnin' Son of a Gun and Top Gunner, who finished third in that race, that the fall high weight yesterday at Aqueduct. Also having two winners on the day was Ruben Severa, for Rudy Rodriguez in the fifth race at $5.20. Back in the fourth race, he won for Ed Barker, paying $3.90. So several jockeys yesterday at Aqueduct had a pair of winners each on the nine-race card. Del Mar, Jonathan Ardoon came back with a winner for us in the first race at Del Mar. Cheekiest came from last place and found just enough room to get through traffic and get the win in the opener at Del Mar. Cheekiest with Kazuchi Kimura aboard for Mike Pipey was bet down from 3-1 to the favorite, paid $4.20 there. Juan Hernandez and Bob Baffert got together to win a maiden race in the second with Halone paying $8.60. And Hernandez came back in the fourth race on Don't Tell Tamo. That paid $5 even for Paul Aguirre. And Kazuchi Kimura came back with a win in the fifth race for Richard Baltus, King of Dragons, paying $20.40 there. And in the Hollywood Turf Cup, the Hollywood Turf Cup was won by Truly Quality. Truly Quality got through on the inside through the stretch and then held off the big close by Biletnikoff. They came to the wire together, but Truly Quality got it for Vincent Chaminade and Jonathan Thomas. They're winning some races there in stakes races at Del Mar. Truly Quality paid $5.20 as the favorite. Biletnikoff was second, and 9-11 Turbo finished third in the Hollywood Turf Cup yesterday at Del Mar. There was a note in the sixth race. There was a big delay in the sixth race. The favorite, Ace of Clubs, was scratched, refused to go into the starting gate. So they had to scratch that horse. And Dace Dogas wins the race after that, paying $6.20 for Rafael de la Jan and Tiago Piera yesterday at Del Mar. Gulfstream Park, Mr. Paco Lopez had a couple of wins on the card, and so did Ismael Jaramillo. They won a couple of races each, but neither one of them won the feature. The feature of the Pulpit Stakes was won by Mi Bago, with Edwin Gonzalez aboard, paying $5.80 for Mark Cassie. Finishing second in that race was Bukaroo, and finishing third, I'm sorry, Bukaroo was third. Second was Hit That Review. Hit That Review ran second. Bukaroo ran third in that race. Again, the winner paid $5.80. And at Laurel, a couple of stakes races there. The winning J.G. Terrible, I should say, had three wins in a row, the first, second, and third races on the card at Laurel. And then he came back to win his fourth on one of the stakes races, the Richard Small. That was the eighth race with Copper Tax for Gary Capuano, paying $2.80. Earlier in the day, the Willa on the Move stakes was won by Miss Bucachero. That paid $6 even for Xavier Perez and Diane Morcia. So there you have it. That's the results from yesterday. But we got a whole lot to do today. Listen, we got Jonathan Hardoon standing by. You know Rich Eng is going to be along with us, and another football pick from him as well as racing. John Lindo and Jerry J, and, of course, your racing menu. We're just getting started on this turkey sandwich Saturday. So don't go away. We'll be right back. And don't forget to join us and chat on the chat box there at YouTube and the South Point Studios Network and the Race Day. Click the Race Day icon. You'll be all set and ready to go. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back at Los Alamitos Racecourse with two great weeks of racing. Opening day is Friday, December 6th. First post is 12:30 p.m. The meet will include the Starlet for Fillies on Saturday, December 7th, and the Los Alamitos Futurity on Saturday, December 14th, plus two other stakes events for juveniles. And our on-track handicapping contest is set for Saturday, December 14th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Our daytime Thoroughbred meet opens on December 6th.
All All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Saturday. And again, as you know, we already gave you the weather, so we're going to go right to the racing menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook, simulcast centers and racetracks around the country. Reminding you, as we always do, the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect the start times, the first post times in the Pacific time zone. So if you're here listening in Las Vegas and come on out to the Racebook today at the South Point, these will be the first post times that roll out in our Racebooks today. If you're listening anywhere else in the world on all those different time zones, adjust to the Pacific time zone. This way you'll get it right, and you won't miss anything. Kind of spot. Okay, here we go. We begin with Aqueduct Racecourse, Aqueduct Racetrack. As we say, we told you that it's going to be fast there today. It'll be cold, but the track will be fast at Aqueduct today. The feature race is the Comely. That's the ninth on the card at a mile and one-eighth for fillies, three-year-old fillies. Seven go to the post in that one. Before any scramble, let's check and see if we got the scratch yet. And taking a look, there are scratches. And in the ninth race, we do have two scratches in the stakes race. In the ninth race, that's the Comely. Scratch the four, Just Music, and scratch the six, Audacious. So Just Music at 20-1, Audacious at 8-1. Those two are scratched in that race. That'll leave a field of five to go in the Comely. The big favorite there is Alpine Princess at 7-5. With Manny Frankel aboard. First post time at Aqueduct early today. It's at 8:40 today at Aqueduct, and no carryover there. All right, Gulfstream Park is next. Gulfstream Park, as you know, is in the third day of their championship meeting. They have 11 races today at Gulfstream, a couple of nice stakes races there. They are, in order, will be the My Dear Girl for two-year-old fillies at a mile and 16th. That'll be the sixth race on the card. Seven go to the post in that one. Stunner is the 3-5 favorite there with Edgar Zayas aboard. And then the 10th race will be the In Reality for two-year-olds at a mile and 1/16th. A field of nine there before any scratches. And in that race, the favorite at 3-5 is Rated by Merit with Mr. Rios aboard. So you got two big favorites in the two big stakes races today at Gulfstream. Gulfstream Park Pick 6 Jackpot Carryover, $29,049. That's the Rainbow Pick 6 Jackpot Carryover, $29,049. First post time for the 11 races today at Gulfstream Park is at 9:20 at Gulfstream. All right, Tampa Bay Downs. Pick 6 Jackpot Carryover there, $5,390. They got nine races today at Tampa Bay. First post time is at 9:25. Laurel Park has nine races. They come in with a couple of more stakes races today. The Safely Kept for three-year-old fillies at 7 furlongs is the seventh race. And in that race, morning line favorite there is LNJ at 5-2 with Junior Alvarado aboard going there to ride at Laurel. And the eighth race is the City of Laurel Stakes at 7 furlongs for three-year-olds. 10 go to the post in that one. And the favorite at 5-2 in that one is Love Me Tender with Michelle Sanchez aboard. So you have nine races today at Laurel, a couple of nice stakes races back-to-back, and Laurel Park has a first post time of 9:25 with a Pick 6 Jackpot carryover of $1,408 at Laurel today. 9:25 first post at Laurel. Then we get to Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky. They're going to wrap it up tomorrow at Churchill, but today they got 12 races, and they're goodies because all 12 races today are races for two-year-olds. The entire dozen races are for two-year-olds, and most of the fields are full. So if you want to know where all the two-year-olds are at, probably at Churchill Downs, especially today. Now, their first post time is 10 a.m. They've got a Pick 6 jackpot carryover of $217,937. If it escapes today without being hit, then it's a mandatory payoff tomorrow. But a big $217,937 in the pot there today. And they've got four stakes races for the two-year-olds. It'll begin in the ninth race with the Grade 2 Golden Rod for two-year-old fillies at a mile and 16th. Seven go to the post in that one. 4-5 favorite there is Good Cheer with Luis Saez aboard. 10th race is the Fern Creek for two-year-old fillies at 6.5 furlongs. 11 before scratches. 2-1 favorite there is Echo Sound with Luis Sanchez aboard. Luis Saez aboard the favorite there as well. The 11th race is the Jockey Club, the Kentucky Jockey Club, at a mile and 16th for two-year-olds. 10 before scratches in that one. This is a good race, too, wide open. 5-2 favorite there is Jonathan's Way with Joel Rosario aboard. And those are those three stakes races. Earlier in the day, The sixth race is the Ed Brown Stakes at 6.5 furlongs for two-year-olds. That's the sixth race on the card. And the 8-5 favorite there in the field of eight is Tough Catch with Tyler Caglione. And again, 10 a.m. first post at Churchill, 12 races, four stakes races, all for the two-year-olds at Churchill Downs, 10 a.m. All right, Woodbine is next, north of the border. They got 10 races, a couple of stakes races at Woodbine. The Princess Elizabeth is the eighth for two-year-old fillies at 1 16th. A dozen in that one before scratches. Shifty is the 2-1 favorite there. And then the ninth race is the Coronation Futurity for two-year-olds at 1 1/8. 11 in that before scratches. 2-1 favorite there is Ashley's Archer. 10 races today at Woodbine. Woodbine has a super high five jackpot carryover, $13,266. Pick six jackpot carryover, $113,983. First post time at Woodbine is set at 10:10. Then at 10:45, Fairgrounds will kick in with their racing card. They've got nine races at Fairgrounds today. A regular pick six carryover, not a jackpot, a regular pick six carryover, $13,529. The $100,000 Panzeretta is their feature race at 5.5 furlongs on the turf. A full field of 12 with two also eligibles in that before scratches. First post time at Fairgrounds set at 10:45. Turf Paradise, Phoenix, Arizona has nine races. The first two races will be quarter horse trials for two-year-olds. As a matter of fact, the first three races will be quarter horse trials for two-year-olds. Races 4 through 9 will be thoroughbreds. First post time for the racing at Turf Paradise with a pick six jackpot carryover of $5,828 is set at 11:10. Then we go to Del Mar, Southern California, where the turf meets the surf. Nine races today, and they got a great card there at Del Mar today. Stakes races, the fifth race is the Jimmy Durante. 1 mile on the turf for two-year-old fillies, a field of 13 before scratches. And in that race, the favorite, which is 7-2 on the morning line, is Slip-a-Speed. Flavian Pratt aboard there. The seventh race is the Seabiscuit Stakes at 1 16th on the turf with three-year-olds and up, a field of 12, and that one before scratches. That is also a wide-open affair. 3-1 favorite is Redistricting with Flavian Pratt aboard. And then the ninth and final race will be the Hollywood Derby at 1 1/8 for three-year-olds on the turf, and 13 are entered in that race before the scratches. And the favorite in that one as well is Lukewarm, and that is Carson's Run with Dylan Davis aboard. Dylan Davis out in California today to ride the Lukewarm favorite in the Hollywood Derby. First post time at Del Mar for all that racing action is set at 12:30 at Del Mar today. Woof, man, what a card. All right, Delta Downs has nine races. Their first post time is 2:50. Then you got Charlestown with a pick six jackpot carryover, $81,388. Eight races, first post time, 4 p.m. Remington Park gets started at 4:30 with their 10-race card. And Los Alamitos will wind it up. Los Alamitos has eight races today. The first five races will be a mix of quarter horses and thoroughbreds at 1,000 yards. And then you've got the sixth, seventh, and eighth races will be quarter horse races. So there's eight races today at Los Al and a first post time of 6 p.m. Did miss one. I want to get back to it. Pleasanton has nine races today at Pleasanton. Their first post time is at 1:15. Forgot to mention that. I do now, and that's the menu for today. Let's go to Jonathan Hardoon standing by because we're going to put Jonathan to work now. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
Well, you gave us a couple of nice winners yesterday. Can't help it that they were favorites, but they got the job done, and that's what counts. Better a short price than a long face, I say. And that's what it was.
That's what they say.
That's what it was yesterday. Well, we got a lot of great stakes races today. Where do you want to start?
It's up to you. You're the captain of the ship.
All right. Well, there's not much to say about the Calmly at Aqueduct. I mean, it's only a five-horse field now, and the favorite Alpine Princess looks pretty tough in that race. It's 7-5.
Yeah, she ships in for Brad Cox. She runs all over the country. She doesn't need her track. She runs wherever she's entered. She's going to be a short price, no value. Good race to watch, not such a good race to be betting.
Okay, so now we move on to some races that are probably good races to be betting. Churchill Downs has got a corner on all the two-year-olds. 12 races, full fields in most, for two-year-olds at Churchill Downs today. And, of course, we got four stakes races. The Ed Brown is the sixth race. That's kind of like the undercard race of the four today. for two-year-olds. And, you know, you got Tough Catch as the 8-5 favorite.
Yeah, and deservedly so, Ralph. Three starts, he's done nothing wrong. Dallas Stewart, Tyler Gaffleone, and he's going to be tough in here. You know, a lot of these races, unfortunately, looks kind of chalky. I think the great races today really are at Del Mar, especially the two big turf stakes late in the cards.
We'll get to them in a minute, but you think Tough Catch will be tough to catch.
I agree.
Okay. And now we go to the ninth race, the Golden Rod for two-year-old fillies. Of course, everybody looks at the field, this field, and certainly the winner of it, looking ahead to the Kentucky Oaks next year. But that's a far time away. 4-5 favorite, good cheer with Luis Saez, who had a big, is having a big meet at Churchill. What do you say?
Yeah, and Cox holds all the cards here because he's got the two fast horses in the race. The one horse, Echelant, two career starts, has run well in both of them. And, of course, Good Chaser, who's already been around two turns. So she gets the advantage. She's 4-5. Echelant is 5-2. And they're going to run 1-2.
All right. We got a lock them up cue there, or lock them up exact a box. All right. 10th race, the Fern Creek, two-year-olds going 6.5 furlongs for fillies. A field of 11 there, a little bit wider open, although Echo Sound with Luis Saez breaking from the rail at 6.5 furlongs is the 2-1 favorite. Impulse by 5-2 from post 9.
3-3 for the one Echo Sound. Looks like she's going to make it 4-4. George Arnold usually doesn't squeeze his horses early. They usually improve with racing. And if that's the case, Echo Sound should make another forward move. The good thing about this horse is, though, even though she's going to be the favorite, I like some price horses underneath. I like the 5, Praying. I like the 7, She's a Funky Dancer. And I guess the 9, 1/5, 7/9.
All right. The 5, Praying. The 7, She's a Funky Drummer. And the 9, Impulse by 1/5, 7/9, trying to turn chicken feathers in the chicken soup. Okay. Or in this case, turkey feathers in the turkey soup. In any case, the 11th race is the Kentucky Jockey Club for two-year-olds. And again, they'll be looking forward to this horse for the Derby next year, but it's a long way away. We got the Kentucky Jockey Club today. 10 are going before scratches. Jonathan's Way is the 5-2 favorite there with Joel Rosario.
Yeah, I kept trying to figure out why he ran so bad in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. If you remember, he had no excuse. The rail horse that day totally missed the break. He just never showed up. I'm not sure what it was. Was it the two turns for the first time? He's never been that far. Mm-hmm. He's going to be the favorite, and I think he's vulnerable for that simple question. He may not be able to go that far. I think there's an interesting price horse in here, Ralph. Number 4, Dapper Moon, a two-year-old colt from, again, the Dallas Stewart barn. Ricardo Santana aboard. This horse is listed at 8-1. I would key this horse. And another horse, which I expect to run much better today, is the 5, Filoso. They've been dying for this horse to go longer and longer, and he's on the improve. He's getting better. But I give the edge to number 4, Dapper Moon, who will be every bit of 8-1.
All right, so you got Dapper Moon, the 4 horse, Filoso, the 5 horse. They're both morning lined at 8-1. Now we got something going there today at Churchill Downs. Let's get to Del Mar real quick. 3 stakes races. The Jimmy Durante will be the 5th race on the card for two-year-old fillies at a mile on the turf. A wide-open affair.
Yeah, number 1, Resolve. 3 starts, and she's improved in each and every one of them. She has the advantage of breaking from the inside. Last time she was breaking from the 10 post, overcame it to win. She's 6-1. I like number 1, Resolve.
And Hector Barrios aboard on the turf, boy, at Del Mar. That's always a goodie. Of course, that's the 5th race, the 1 horse. Then we go to the 7th race, the Seabiscuit, at a mile and 16th on the turf. Jonathan, I don't ever remember Seabiscuit running on the turf.
Me neither, but they named a race for him, so we're going to go and pretend he has.
Okay. How do you see it?
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Ralph. The favorite in here, number 7, Redistricting, obviously could win. It's Pratt, it's Chad Brown, but I'm playing against this horse. There's so much value in this race. There are horses that are big prices, the 2 Sumter, the 5 Astronomer, but I give the edge to number 8, Easter. You know, this horse hasn't won in a while, but he's been running against really a terrific horse that beats him every time, but I think he's got the edge today. He's listed at 8-1 on the morning line. I like number 8. Easter exact is with the 2 Sumter, the 5 Astronomer, and the 10 Almadares. 8 with the 2, 5, and 10.
All right, all big prices in that race, 8 with 2, 5, 10. I don't know, with those big prices there, I just might box those four and let it shake out the way it will. All right.
Go ahead.
The ninth and final race is the Hollywood Derby at a mile and an eighth on the turf with three-year-olds and an overflow field in that one. And, Jonathan, I'm just going to tell everybody right now, because this is the last stakes race we'll do, and then we'll get you to your selections. One of your selections for today is also in this race. Explain.
Correct, Ralph. In this game of handicapping, you must be willing to forgive and forget. And Rothschild's last race was just horrible. He just never showed up. Draw a line through that race. Something went amiss. His previous races, all good enough to win, including the race three starts back at Del Mar. Right a switch today to Flavian Pratt, 15-1 on the morning line. I love number two, Rothschild, certainly to hit the board, and I think he's got a heck of a shot of upsetting at a big price. I like number two, Rothschild.
All right, you like the two-horse Rothschild. That's one of your picks. Ninth race at Del Mar, the Derby. Number two, Rothschild at 15-1. But our producer here, Sean, just mentioned one thing that's an absolute, he said it's an absolute cinch. With Flavian Pratt aboard on this horse, ain't going to be 15-1.
We could hope.
Absolute sense. He said no 15-1 with Pratt aboard. All right. You have a pick, I know, at Churchill Downs and one at Gulfstream as well. So we'll go to Churchill.
No, Aqueduct and Gulfstream. Aqueduct race 8, Ralph. I like the number 9 horse in here, Lock and Key. A 5-year-old gelding from the James Ryerson barn, Lenny Luzzi aboard to ride. This horse cuts back to a sprint after being on the turf in his last 6 races. He's got a race sprinting on the dirt good enough. There's enough speed to set things up. I like number 9, Lock and Key, to win today's 8th race out at Aqueduct.
I do apologize. John Lindo's got a pick at Churchill. In the 8th race at Aqueduct, you like the 9, Lock and Key, and we'll get your final pick at Gulfstream.
7th race today, mile and a 16th, on to Peter, number 3, Wicklow Gal, 5-1 on the morning line, Edgar Zayas for Safi Joseph. This horse really looks like a single to me. I like number 3, Wicklow Gal, to win today. 7th race at Gulfstream. You got everything I have, Rob.
I got everything you have, and we really appreciate it here at Race Day. I know the listeners and the watchers do as well, and so you can now rest and go back out and shovel some snow.
Thanks, Ralph. Stay safe. Be well. We'll talk tomorrow. Closing day at Churchill. Closing day at Del Mar.
Yeah, we want to remind everybody, full sheets. Jonathan has full sheets at Gulfstream, Del Mar, Churchill, and at Aqueduct today. Thanks a lot, Jonathan.
Thanks, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
All right, a quick break, and then we'll be back. Don't go away.
Tunneled Stowers helps so many people. As a player of the Mets, I feel like for me, I have a responsibility to give back, especially to a cause that's authentically New York. And I just want to show appreciation for those brave men and women who really do a massive service, not just in New York, but everywhere. Hey, I'm Pete Alonso. Let's go Mets, and let's help the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Go to T2T.org for more information about how your donation can make a difference.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation in their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting t2t.org.
If you're celebrating a special occasion or just love fine dining, you're in the right place. Come experience the crown jewel of South Point restaurants, Michael's Gourmet Room.
Welcome.
With over 600 different types of wines and magnificent dishes prepared tableside, you'll revel in the rich classic Vegas decor and the best black tie service in the world. This intimate gourmet room has earned accolades galore. Come to Michael's Gourmet Room for an unforgettable dining experience. Another famous restaurant is the Silverado Steakhouse, where you'll find the charm and service that discerning patrons require. From top quality steaks and chops to fresh seafood and desserts, you'll love the award-winning wine list and menu at Silverado Steakhouse. Steak lovers have even more options with primarily prime rib. Catering to hearty appetites, the menu features a variety of flavorful prime rib cuts, dry aged to ensure tenderness, and then seasoned and slowly roasted. Although prime rib is our specialty, it's not the only thing on the menu. There's something for everyone.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas, time to go out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning. Big day all over the place for sports and horses.
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners. This is the final weekend of a regular season for the college football, and this will shore up for certain the 12-team playoff format. And, you know, last night, Ralph, I needed Iowa to kick a field goal on the final play of the game to get a push at -3, and then I switched over to the Georgia Tech-Georgia game, and I could not believe the overtime, the end of the game, and the overtime. That was a phenomenal, phenomenal football game.
Well, what do you got for us today?
Well, I tell you what, on football, let's go to game 341-342. It's Texas San Antonio, UTSA against Army. Army's in a really tough spot. They played what I call a dream buster game last week. They were 9-0, went in to play Notre Dame, got their doors blown off. And this is also a sandwich game against Texas San Antonio because next week they play Navy.
Yeah.
They're the only team in the regular season. So this is a sandwich game too. So I really like Texas San Antonio +7 over Army.
All right, on Turkey Sandwich Saturday, you like a sandwich game, you think, and that is University of San Antonio +7 over Army, and a game that you think they're looking forward to next week in the big game there. All right, time to get started with horses, Richie.
Race Del Mar, race 6, Ralph. It's a maiden claiming 20. Angle I like to play is when a horse drops down from maiden special down to a maiden claiming price. That the number 2 horse, Brave Blend, is 4-1 in the morning line. Javier Castellano is named on this horse from New York, riding for trainer Dan Blacker. And I think this horse has found a soft spot. So let's go with number 2, Brave Blend, 4-1, race 6.
All right, Javi aboard in the 6th race, the 2, Brave Blend, the 2 in the 6th race today at Del Mar. A lot of great stakes races and a lot of great football. It's just a great time to be playing races and sports here in Las Vegas. And we will get that 2-horse in the 6th race. By the way, a full sheet at Del Mar. Richie has his selections for all the races right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. All right, Rich, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right, now we're going to go right to Southern California where John Lindo is standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Oh, man, you got a lot of great stuff going on today, buddy. You got the adrenaline going, that's for sure. And, of course, Del Mar has 3 great stakes races. And Churchill Downs, by the way, 4 great stakes races. And if you're wondering where all the 2-year-olds are at, they're at Churchill Downs today.
It's unbelievable. They've got all these 2-year-olds, and they've got 2-year-old races on Friday and on Sunday, too. They're coming out of the woodwork in Kentucky.
Yeah, no question about that. And, of course, the Goldenrod and the Jockey Club Gold Cup will be 2 races that people will be looking for, taking a look for the next the first weekend in May next year. But for today, you've got the Lindo Report is covering all the races today at Del Mar, but you're also covering the last 5 races at Churchill Downs, which encompasses 4 of the 5 stakes races today, the Goldenrod, the Fern Creek, the Jockey Club, as well, 3 of the 4 stakes races. And that late pick 5 you got on your Lindo Report in addition to all the races at Del Mar. A short, quick look at the Goldenrod and the Jockey Club Goldenrod for 2-year-old fillies.
Well, the Goldenrod, I think, goes through Godolphin, which is not a surprise. Good Cheer has been spectacular in her victories. And, she's got tactical speed. And the one she's probably going to have to worry about is the stablemate, Eclatant, who stretches out. Okay. From the rail, she ought to fall into a good trip. I don't know if she'll try and run with the stablemate early. I would doubt it, but I would be surprised if Godolphin is not in the winner's circle after the Goldenrod.
What about the Kentucky Jockey Club 11th race on the card? A little bit more wide open, you think?
That's a more wide-open race, like John Hardin said. I don't know what to think of Jonathan's way off the disappointing race at Del Mar. And even though he worked fast at Churchill Downs after that, you know, he did get outworked that day. He was under a drive, and he couldn't get by the horses in front of him, including Too Sharp, who won a stakes race last week. Mm-hmm. He can bounce back, but at a short price, I'm not going to bank on it. I think number 8, First Resort, another Godolphin horse, coming out of some good races. I think this horse might be the controlling speed in here if Jonathan's way doesn't fire. 9-2 in the morning line. I think First Resort runs a good one today in the Jockey Club.
All right, you got it. And now we get to Del Mar. 3 big stakes races, the Jimmy Durante, the Seabiscuit, and the Hollywood Derby. I'll just rely on you, any one of the 3 races that you really like.
Well, the Hollywood Derby is going to be really interesting, but for me, the play out of the 3 stakes races, again, I'm with John Hardoon. I like Easter in the Seabiscuit. This horse is getting better again now. He won this race last year. Maybe he's just a fall kind of horse, and there is some pace in this race to set him up. I like when the rails are down out here. The horses from the back of the pack have all kinds of room to maneuver, so I think Easter at 8-1 is a lot of value in the Seabiscuit handicap. That's race number 7.
All righty, and we'll take your picks now. I know you got one at Churchill Downs, and you got one at Del Mar. We're looking at Del Mar already, so why don't we go from there on back to Churchill?
Okay, going back to Churchill Downs, go down to the 12th and final. Number 6, American Promise, added blinkers and stretched out around 2 turns on the first Stars of Tomorrow card opening day at Churchill Downs. He ran really well, ran second, was clear of the field. If he repeats that effort, and I don't see any reason why he wouldn't, he's going to be awful tough to beat here. If you get the 9-2 morning line, you take it. Number 12, race 12, number 6, American Promise, Churchill Downs.
With the hot riding Luis Saez aboard, 12th and final race today at Churchill Downs. You like the 6, American Promise. Let's hope he promises to be a nice American winner today. In the 12th race, the 6 at Churchill. And we'll go back to Del Mar.
Del Mar, race number 3, number 13, Invigorated, is in the race. Arad Ortiz has the call for trainer Michael McCarthy. Really ran well, first time on turf off the layoff on the Breeders' Cup undercard on that Saturday. They weren't allowed to race on Lasix that day. He gets Lasix back today. With that turf experience, he'll be tough to beat here. 5-1 on the program, number 13, Invigorated, race 3. Del Mar.
All right, third race at Del Mar, number 13, Invigorated. The 13 in the third race at Del Mar is John Lundo's pick for Del Mar. John, I didn't want to shortchange you. We're still waiting for a connection with Jerry Jackowitz. So we talked about already the Hollywood, the Seabiscuit, and a quick thought about the Jimmy Durante and the Hollywood Derby.
Jimmy Durante, super speed is going to be favoring there off a terrible trip last time against the boys, again on the Breeders' Cup undercard. If she runs her race, she's got a lot of ability. We haven't seen her best race yet, but she's also a little bit trouble-prone, so you got to be careful with her. Her resolve is improving. I liked her maiden win last time at Santa Anita. She's trained really well out of that race, and from the rail, I think she can make her own trip. Maybe an upset chance for number 1 Resolve to beat the favorite Super Speed and the Jimmy Durante.
You and Hardoon both like the one horse there with that Hector Barrios aboard. Always tough when Barrios gets on the grass. And then what about the Seabiscuit?
In the Seabiscuit we talked about Easter.
Right. Let's go to Hollywood Derby real quick.
I think the East Coast horses have a little edge in here. I'm not sure if number 7, Donegal Momentum, will get the mile and an eighth. That's the only question for him. He's got good tactical speed. But I know Carson's run, number 4, will. He's actually shortening up after longer races back east. And, again, there's some pace to set him up in here. This course fits his style, and he's just good right now. And he's run good over several different turf courses. I don't worry about him handling this. He's the one to beat in the Hollywood Derby of the local horses. Formidable Man's done nothing wrong this fall. He's been good all fall. So he's the Michael McCarthy horse that has the best chance of the horses from California.
All right, John, we got your picks in and your thoughts about the big stakes races. Don't forget the Linda Report covering all the races today at Del Mar and the last 5 at Churchill Downs. 1 comprehensive sheet available right here at the South Point Racebook, only here in Las Vegas at the South Point Racebook, and it is free of charge exclusively here because they love horse players. Hey, thanks a lot, John. We will talk to you tomorrow.
You got it, Ralph. Good luck today.
All right, let's quickly go to Jerry Jackowitz. We're going to squeeze in Jerry here. Jerry, you got to get right to the picks for today. Let's go to Aqueduct first.
Yeah, hi, good morning, Ralph. Yeah, let's go to the fourth race, Sunday Gilt, the 5-horse. You'll see two changes in distance real rapidly. Nice price of 5-1 with Cancela.
Okay.
Seems like the right one to me. I'll take the 5 over the 138, reverse 138 back over the 5, and I'll press up 5-1-1-5.
All right, the 5, in fourth race, the 5 over 138 and reverse, another 5-1-1-5. And the fourth race, the 5 is the key at Aqueduct for Jerry. What about Del Mar, Jerry?
Yeah, Ralph, let's go to race number 8. We've Shop Till You Drop. Again, two interesting distance changes in the last two races, going to another distance A. Really nice price of 8-1 for Kimura on top of number 3, Shop Till You Drop. We'll take the 3 over the 4-5-6. Reverse 4-5-6 over the 3.
All right, the 3 over 4-5-6 and reverse in the 8th of Del Mar. Jerry J's Power Pages for all of Del Mar, all of Aqueduct available at all the available at jerryjspowerpage.com. All right, Sports by the Book is next. We got Alex and Jeff standing by. They're chomping at the bit. There's a big day of football coming up. I want to know what you guys think about Notre Dame and SC.
Ooh, I definitely took the points there. I think they're going to be able to keep it close, USC, and this is their big game of the year for them. It's been a disappointment.
Yeah.
You'll have to tune into the show.
Good tease, my man.
That should be a good one, though, at the Coliseum later this afternoon.
All right, now you've got college football, but you also got some college basketball going today, too, right?
Yeah, there's a ton of college basketball games, but there's 99.9% on college football, especially since you only got an hour to go to get this card in also as well here at the South
and,
Point.
And we here in Las Vegas are still smarting from the loss yesterday with the Raiders again shooting themselves. I don't think they have any foot left. They've been shooting themselves in the foot so bad. But we digress. That is yesterday. Today is all the great stuff on football. You guys did all your work and you're ready and set to go. If you're watching right now on YouTube, don't go away. Stay right there because Sports by the Book is next. They're going to tell you everything you need to know about football today. Jerry, say it. One more thing to say, you're going to say it.
Have a great race day, everybody.